The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The other thing that's bubbling up or continuing to bubble over is the Scort issue. The front of the Sunday Independent, Camogie boss issues new plea in scramble to fix Scort's row. Delegates urge to back players as vote looms, championship at risk as teams unite in fury. Well, if the Camogie boss is scrambling, might want to scramble a bit quicker, because as of yesterday, we already knew about the cancellation, postponement, I should say, of the Munster Senior Camogie final between Waterford and Cork. You can add to that list the Leinster Minor final between Offaly and Dublin, which was, it wasn't postponed, but there was a standoff with players and they had to change from Scorts back into Shorts. And we're told that the Leinster Junior final, which was Wicklow versus Louth, it was postponed because the expectation was that if they were told to change out of the Scorts and back into Shorts, or vice versa, I should say, if that happened, some of the players had let it be known that they wouldn't be for turning and that bluffs would be called. The Waterford and Cork senior Camogie panels have put out a joint statement after yesterday's postponement. In it, they say that the postponement, quotes, shows scant regard for the preparation of players both physically and mentally to be ready for a provincial showpiece, to make this decision just 16 hours before the scheduled throw-in. Anyone with an understanding of what it takes to compete in elite sport knows this could never be in the best interests of players, which is what had been said in the association's statement. We feel completely let down. Both panels had meticulously planned to peak for today. Training schedules and workload will now have to be readjusted while not even knowing when the game will take place. There was an opportunity to take a step forward from the recent controversy. Instead, a provincial final has been postponed because we took control of what we would wear. To us, that feels like a massive step backwards. And that statement is on behalf of both Waterford and Cork senior Camogie panels. With us is Tara Power, who is a player on the Waterford senior team. Tara, good morning.
Hi, Anton. How are you?
I'm very good. You find yourself at the heart of a controversy and a battle that I assume you have no interest in being in.
No, not really. We're there to play Camogie at the end of the day, not be getting involved and kind of getting distracted by all that's going on with the Scorts at the moment.
Talk to me about the impact in relation to training and preparation, because I assume weeks, if not months of prep go in so that you peak exactly at the point of a final. And now that you don't know when that is.
That's it. Our year would be planned out by our S&C coaches. So we split our year into league, Munster Championship, and then our All-Ireland Championship series. And within that, there's usually breaks where we can kind of come down from a high training load to work back up and peak again. And a Munster final would have been something that we would have, and Cork would have been planning to peak for. So with the date in mind, you're working towards that date with an also time built in to come back down again for All-Ireland Championship. So with everything kind of coming together the way it has now, it's not looking like we'll even know how to come down or to peak or what's the next step going forward for us game-wise.
How would you describe the mood of your fellow players?
Just pure disappointment in the Camogie Association, I think, at the moment. We made a really clear statement with ourselves and Cork, just it's complete lack of kind of respect and regard for the players with all that goes into prepping for games, for us, like we all work normal jobs as well. We have to be able to have time to plan for these kind of things. So there was no time given.
And do you think that, do you lay any blame with the officials? Because there has been some commentary where people have said, well, look, you know, the officials could have effectively turned a blind eye and let the game continue. Should they have?
It's a hard one to say. It's really hard for the referees. They're being instructed by either Munster or the Camogie Association to uphold the rules. And at the end of the day, that is their job. So they're doing their job. We're doing our job. What we see as our now job as players to stand up for ourselves. So I don't know. I think it would be harsh to expect the referees to stand against us on that. But at the same time, it's their job to uphold the rules. So we're just trying to go through proceedings the way we see fit from a player's perspective as well.
And what do you think is now going to happen? Because we have this vote coming up, and there's no guarantee that that vote will be won if it's a two-thirds majority that is required. But there are presumably games between now and then. So what's your expectation?
My hope is that the vote goes in the favour of the players. Firstly, obviously, it's the big thing that we're bringing up is just to have the choice between the shorts and the skort. And it's the players that have to wear them. So it should be the players that get the choice to wear them if they want to wear the skort, well and good. But there's an awful lot of people that I know would like to have the choice to wear the shorts. With the uncertainty, we don't know going forward what way fixtures will be planned. I know Cork's first All-Ireland game is the weekend after that meeting is to be held. So again, there's very little time, if any, for the postponed Munster final to go ahead, if it is to go ahead. And even we don't know what the knock-on effect is to our All-Ireland Championship Series then as well.
You must be furious about this.
It's really frustrating. You put your whole year on hold to commit to a game that you love playing and for something so small as what you're wearing, like, to get in the way of that is it's really, really frustrating as a player.
Do you think that anything similar would be countenanced in the male game? If this was senior hurling, could you see a situation where provincial finals would be being postponed or cancelled by virtue of what the guys were wearing?
No, never.
Tara, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Tara Power, who is from the Waterford Senior Camogie panel and obviously a co-signatory to that statement from both the Waterford and Cork Camogie panels.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.